Hello and welcome to the Quarantine Diaries by Marta Jepp. Day 6. We're all in this together. March 24. Tuesday. No time for herbal tea this morning. I still dread Tuesdays, even more than Mondays. Although one of the things of staying home is that I don't need to commute for work. So no rush. That's the worst trap ever. I snuggle a little bit longer under the sheets. Quick stretch, meditation and breakfast. It's our first official day of the lockdown. And as I'm having my porridge, I receive a text from the UK government. Well, Brexit made me subscribe. I'm not that keen on the government updates. Should I? Anyway, the message is UK Gov, coronavirus alert. New rules in force now. You must stay at home. More info and exemptions at gov.uk/coronavirus. Stay home, protect the NHS. Save lives. There's always a room for a catchy slogan, is it? Even during the apocalypse. I read it and find hilarious the patronising tone. Thank you for the gentle reminder, Boris. I have already been for a week saving lives. That's really good, right? Sort myself up for today. Today I pick my favourite summer dress and put red lippy on. Morning spent in my new routine correcting some essays, soaking up the sun and editing yesterday's post. I tell my friends from Seville about the lockdown and they urge me to get the first flight back to Seville. If you don't want to spend 3 months confined in a room alone. Ooh, I can feel some drama vibes in the air. I think about my answer because I know they mean well and they love me, but my decision was made a while ago. I'm staying in London. Besides, coming back is not as appealing. I mean, I would have been locked in a much smaller room with no balcony on account of Monte Cristo regime for 2 weeks, not able to hug or see anyone because I might have the virus and put whoever I choose to be with at risk. And who knows what I would get after taking public transport, a train, wandering around the airport or getting on a plane. I could become the image of coronavirus. I could be a fucking lethal weapon to mum's hubby or dad. And who would want that? Sometimes love is shown by keeping distance instead of moving closer, and this time is one of them. And I might be alone, but I don't feel lonely at all. After successfully managing through 2019 pretty much on my own, the idea of spending 3 months in confinement seems to me like a piece of cake. Dear 2019, now I understand your intention. You were training me for the apocalypse. It all makes sense now. Thank you. On my daily random playlist, The Fool on the Hill is on, and I can't help but feeling a bit like The Fool. I've always understood this song as the story of this guy who lives on a hill, and everybody in the village thinks he's a weirdo and they hate him because he's a loner. And The Fool is pretty much like, "Piss off, guys, I would rather be a loner than a ship." Mental note, send a message to Sir McCartney to check the real meaning of the song, because the chances of getting an answer might be higher now that we all have plenty of time to kill. I think that maybe The Fool wants to have some time alone, and he's totally fine with that, and the village doesn't get him. Maybe The Fool was social, but had enough with the hectic rhythm of the village and decided to break free. Maybe, just maybe, the village also suffered from a pandemic outbreak, and The Fool decided to stay at home in his hill, dancing on his own, learning weird crafts, loving himself and watching sunsets. Huh. I come up with the realization that The Fool's mantra used to be mine during mid-school years. Quarantine is making me think very deeply. I want to believe that's a good thing somehow. Reflecting on the prospect of being confined for 3 months, I mean, 3 months of full-on inner self-knowledge, like a master's degree on myself. 3 months to love and take care of myself unconditionally. For the first time, I realized I've never had the chance to do such a thing. And the most bizarre thing is that now I'm completely allowed by society to do it. I mean, comparing to 29 years of juggling being human, I could stop the world for 3 months in order to restore the relationship with myself. It doesn't seem a bad idea. I don't know. Butterflies spend up to 21 days cocooning before they can spread their wings. Maybe this is our cocooning phase, you know, before I become that butterfly. Sounds like a cool prospect. I get an email from British Airways. My flight to Seville has been cancelled. Oh well, even if I wanted, I wouldn't have been able to get back. I'm glad that I'm settled here and made the most sensible decision. Rest of the evening goes away doing a new moon meditation online practice that I thought was going to take 1 instead of 2 hours. Arriving very late to our now online Tuesday after drama pub session and having some dinner. I'm about to call it a day and my friend Hideki sends me a text checking how I'm doing. We agree on catching up tomorrow at a more reasonable time. I get a final message from him asking me to have a look at the sky. And he's asking, can you see the stars? So I go and for the first time in my London life, I can see stars from my balcony. So thank you, planes, for stopping for a while so we can see the stars. I smile. Yeah, London is the place I should be.